Welcome to Two Girls Walk Into a podcast.
In a car.
So two girls drive into a podcast.
Welcome.
Responsibly.
I'm Paige.
I'm Megan.
And we're happy to have you. Buckle up, because you're in for a ride.
Just a ride. Not a bumpy ride, a ride.
Just a ride. Maybe around the block.
Why don't you tell? I think, because this is something that I would want to know.
Whoa.
Sorry, we're in Paige's new car, and I'm just noticing all these features. That's actually shaped like a person.
Yeah, it is.
That's really fun.
Because, like, here, it'll be, like, to your face and chest, or, like, or you can get
the heat to your feet. I just love it.
But, yeah, we're currently inside of a 2018 Ford Escape.
Woo!
I'm pretty pumped about it. First time I leased it.
Big adult thing.
Yeah, so this is, I feel like, the first made. Holy smokes, sir. I feel like this was the first, like, major thing that I've ever done.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
So, here we are. We're cruising. It drives really nice.
It does.
Do
it's
feel,
a lovely car.
Do you feel roomy, like, roomier than my other car?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
And you have so much more space in the back.
Yeah.
And it's all about me. At the end of the day, it really,
at
truly is what makes me comfortable.
That's what it is.
So, we are on our way back from dinner.
Yes.
And some drinks. Well, not Paige, because she's responsible, but me. And Paige, I think you should definitely start off, let me start off by saying, Paige is one of those people who will try
anything.
Food. Like, literally, she will not order the same thing twice, like, always trying stuff, where I am so loyal to, like, chicken fingers.
But you tonight, I will say, went a little out of
I did!
Yeah, you got the mac and cheese with chicken.
It was baller, y'all.
Here's my question. You didn't offer me a bite, which is quite rude. But was it? I know, but I still ate like crap.
Okay, I get it.
Was it crispy chicken or was
no,
it grilled chicken?
No, it was like shredded chicken, so not, I was a little disappointed in that, but you know, just mac and cheese, can't go wrong.
No.
So
it was
Paige.
In like a little skillet too, which was cool.
Me and Kat, our friend Kat came, we were trying to figure out what Paige was going to order. It's
I'm
always,
curious.
That truck, that is so aggressive, sir.
It's an aggressive move.
So aggressive. God damn it. me and Kat were trying to figure out what Paige was going to order. It's always a fun game.
What did you think I was going to get?
Considering dietary restriction, considering, like, lifestyle, considering, like, all these factors,
right.
I said you were going to go for, there was these cauliflower crusted, like, cheese bites.
Right.
I said that, or I said a chicken panini.
Okay.
Neither of which Paige went for.
Nope.
Kat said, like, nachos and something random. Paige walks in, sits down, looks at the menu,
and took me a while, though, to figure it out.
Yo, I know what I'm getting. She got a jumbo shrimp po' boy.
Oh, boy.
And, like, the only time I've ever seen a po' boy is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I feel like he's always just, like, diving in.
Yeah.
He loves po' boys. And I've just never, like,
you know,
you see it, but you don't think anyone's going to get it. And Paige got it. So why don't you tell me more about it?
So, I mean, it's a fairly simple dish. It was fried shrimp. And I do have to say, if anybody's familiar with the Bloomin' Onion at the Outback Steakhouse, it was, like, the same seasoning and, like, crust on the shrimp as a Bloomin' Onion. So that was amazing because Bloomin' Onions are amazing. So that was what the shrimp was like. That was the texture. That was the taste, the seasoning. Already a win. So then it was just on the hoagie roll with lettuce and tomato with, like,
back up on what?
A hoagie roll.
Oh, I thought you said hoagie. I was going to say, what fancy food thing is that?
A hoagie roll with lettuce and tomato and, like, a chipotle aioli. So fairly simple, executed very well, and no complaints.
It's amazing to me that you use the phrase...
What?
Chipotle aioli and fairly simple in the same sentence. Those are such opposing
when you think about
standards
it,
for me.
But when you think about, you know, I like food.
I know.
But when you think about it, an aioli is just a mayo.
Of course it is, and I knew that.
That's it.
This whole time.
And chipotle is just a
right.
It was a fairly simple dish.
They also had as an option for
gator.
The Pope, gator. Is that common? Would
no,
you say?
I don't think I've seen gator, like, anywhere on a menu around.
Right. Especially
around these parts.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's surprising to
me. I wasn't sure what they were trying to do there. I respected it.
Yeah.
I think if I was in a different setting with different people who wanted to try it, because I don't think you would have tried it. Would you have?
I would have, just to say I tried it. Because I'm not a seafood person, but it's its own thing.
I should have asked our waitress for just like a smidge.
Can I have a sample cup?
Can I just have a sample gator? I said she would have done it because she was boys with us.
Let me say, she was boys with us. She was a very nice lady. And you know, anyone who has listened to this podcast and has heard me describe Paige's interaction with, you know, anybody. Paige, I don't even know how to describe what Paige does, but she just, that woman loved her. She just loved her. She wanted to talk to her. She just wanted to be friends with her.
When I went in the back to the bathroom, it was really smoky. I guess they were grilling something. And when I came out, she was like, "My God, it's so smoky." And I was like, "Were you smoking in the back?" And she got a good laugh about it. Like, it wasn't that funny.
I hate you.
But she got a good laugh. But then it was so sweet because when we like paid the bill and she was like, "Are we good?" I was like, "Yeah, take it." We were like, "We hope you have a great weekend." And she was like, "You know what? I'm going to babysit my 3-year-old granddaughter."
Adorable.
But then she was like, "And this was a really nice start to the weekend."
Which is like such a nice thing to say.
That was so friggin' nice.
And it makes me sad because I feel like people have such bad experiences with like people they serve. So to think that we were like a nice start, like, you know, we're not anything special.
Yeah. She was a dreamboat.
Wait, what was I just going to say?
Interstate Draft House. And I didn't catch her name, but she was...
I didn't, but she's a doll.
A lovely woman. You'll know if you have her.
You are going to have an easy time. I just thought of this. I was trying to think of, like, to describe your personality. Yeah. An easy time with... You would have an easy time in two settings. One is with old people. I just feel like you would just connect really well with them. But two is if you had to meet, like, your future husband's family. You have the personality for that. And I think that takes a really specific personality, but you've got it. Like, you'd be like, "Jimmy, like, are we still on for, like, that game later?" And, like, "Marcy, I'll see you for baking cookies tomorrow." Marcy. Like, you have, like, a weird, like, connection with all of those people. It's so interesting.
I just unbuckled for a second because my zipper was caught and I'm very toasty.
Hate safety.
We're back in. But that was nice. Thank you, Meg.
I don't know if I mean it as a compliment.
I feel like that was the nicest thing you ever said to me. And
I don't know. I just think...
You don't throw around compliments lightly.
I don't.
That was
more nice. Of a statement than a compliment.
That was quite nice. Thank you
it
for
that. It was okay. Shut up.
So, anything special happened today at work?
Well, no. Besides the...
Okay.
No, nothing special. I did feel like I had something that I was like, oh.
Well, I don't, because I know you work on a campus.
I do.
There's a lot of college students. I don't know if you like, I feel like that's a great place to people, actually, like, eavesdrop on conversations.
But I don't get
like,
out
do you
of
get,
my office.
So you don't get in, like, when you have lunch, do you just eat at your desk?
I eat at my desk while I work.
Down to the cafeteria?
Nope, not at all. Not at all. And frankly, I think at that point in my day, I've just, like, had enough with rat people that I'm just like, it's fine. I'll be fine.
I do miss that, like, sitting in the cafeteria and just, like, listening to, like...
Catching the tail end of weird
catching
shit
the tail end
have said.
Because, like, in college, anything goes.
Yeah.
And you will hear, like, if you just sit there, if you sat there from start to finish, I want to say, like, either on, like, a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thursday could work, too. Friday, because people are coming, like, you had Thursday.
Yep.
You would hear... anything you wanted to hear. You could probably write a screenplay.
You absolutely could. Absolutely. And, like, you see, like, yesterday I took a walk because of the lovely weather we've been having.
So nice!
And it's just, like, the campus doubles. Like, it just doubles. And you're like, where have you been? Like, I truly just think people just don't go to class when it's cold because I'm like, where have you all been? Like, where have you all been? And then you see, like, you know, the frisbee.
And the people are, like,
and the
laying out wherever they can, even though, like, our campus is mainly concrete.
It's dramatic. It seems like a movie. Like, it seems like you would see, like, a college movie. Okay, I have a question for you, Paige. I feel like this is going to take you off guard, so don't feel like you have to answer it right this second. But, like, what movie have you seen that's depicted college that you think is the most realistic to college?
To our college experience or college in general?
You can do both if you have two separate answers for that.
Our campus is a city.
It is a city.
It's a city.
So we don't have, like, a movie.
So I want to say the most recent movie that I saw that depicted it very slightly, like, it wasn't, like, a full, like, this is a college-y movie. It was more of a coming-of-age movie. It was Lady Bird.
Oh, I haven't seen Lady Bird.
I know. We're going to go see it because I want to see it again. But at the end, she goes to NYU, and I feel like...
Is that a spoiler? Spoiler alert, y'all.
Ooh, I... Yeah.
I'd pay. No,
I know, but I know, like, whatever. That was like a really big part.
Yeah, I felt like that was the like part of the premise of the movie was her running to like go far away.
I feel really bad.
Yeah, you probably should.
But in terms of like, I don't think there's a movie out there that actually
no,
like it's all like hokey, like sorority. Blah.
Yeah, it's all sororities or in, like Pitch Perfect.
Acapella I will say, groups. Legally Blonde, great movie.
Great movie.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
There are some, you know, college aspects, but just in general, mm-hmm. a great flick.
It really ignores the, and I'm going deep into this. I'm so mad at
Paige. Legally Blonde?
No. All college movies. Ignore the aspect of having, like, friends from high school. And I don't know if that's just like, where we're from, and people from, like, you know, like, our area could probably attest to this, but I just feel like we are not a group of people who go to college and, like, made friends. Like, we did make friends, you know, here and there, but, it's really, you stay with people from high school.
I do have to.
And nobody does that.
Because, like, literally, all of the people we hung out with,
yeah.
literally, there wasn't a person mm-hmm. who didn't go to our school who didn't have a friend from high school.
Exactly.
Like, and they all still hung out.
Yeah, even people who dated, like I just feel like there was not much, like, growth. And I feel that way about most people at school. Like, I feel like most people go with a group of friends, and then, like, they'll meet one or two. But one goes in without friends.
But there are those people who are, like, I don't know, they just want to get away, so they go to the bar.
That's true. Jack, my younger brother, Jack definitely, like, did that because, like, he met his girlfriend in his program. He made friends in his program. Yeah. He met his guy friends on his hall. Like, he had, and Joe did that too. Like,
so
they had a typical
question. Did we do it wrong?
So from my perspective, absolutely not. Because,
well, you.
I'm team no new people. So, yeah. I feel successful.
I do have to say, you did go to a school for a different school for a
year. I did.
Do you forget about that?
I truly do, which is funny because I have to go back there for a conference in a couple weeks.
So Meg, freshman year, actually went to St. Joe's.
I did. Worst.
And then figured out what life was all about.
I will say I did go to St. Joe's. I would say I was a 60%.
Before you went.
Yeah. I was a 60% like student at St. Joe's, and then the other 40% I was a Temple student because there was not a day that I was.
You were a student at St. Joe's, but a social student at Temple.
There was not 1 week, I think, of my college career that I did not spend at Temple at least once a week.
Unless you were going to
Penn.
St. Joe.
Yeah. But sometimes I would just back-to-back it. Like, I'd leave from Temple to go to Penn. I never stayed at school.
Oh, man. I do miss college. Like, the good times.
I don't miss it and I don't know how anyone else feels about this, but I don't miss it when I see people and I'm like, oh, what year are you? And they're like, oh, I'm a sophomore. And I'm like, God, you still have 2 years to go. Yeah, that sucks.
No,
like,
but I miss, like, us laying around in 1945 being sloths.
I miss being able to, like, walk down the hallway to, like, one of your guys' room and be like, hey, I'm, like, talking. You miss that aspect of it.
I thought you were talking about, dorm. Yeah. Because then I was going to be like, Amanda's was.
Yeah.
Amanda will, sorry, Meg. This is I got in a fender bender here before, so I take this.
Everyone, just hold your breath.
I take this turn very lightly.
Paige, she did it, guys.
Very
she
cautious,
did it.
Very cautious.
She did it.
And it's also a new car, so I'm not used to.
Right.
Like the blind spots, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. I do.
So I took a very cautious turn.
Can we switch gears for a second? Because I feel like I didn't get the answers I needed at dinner when you announced this. Can you talk more about the Rachel McAdams news?
Yes.
Because I would like more details.
So, I love Rachel McAdams. The movie About Time is probably my favorite movie of all time.
Can I say something about that?
Yes.
If there's a person in your life who hates, like, those types of movies the most, I would think it would be me.
It's you, 100%.
And About Time, I live for that movie.
Like, I cry every time.
There's no person who's, like, heart that won't melt. I don't care who you are.
So that,
and if you're saying opposite, you're lying.
That movie's so amazing.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
So if you haven't seen that, that's Rachel McAdams in her finest.
Yeah.
But I will also say she's just a fantastic actress because a lot of people forget that she was Regina George.
Yeah. Wait, can I? Another zinger. Not only was she Regina George, she was Regina George the same year that she played Allie in The Notebook.
Yes!
Which are two separate, roles.
Why doesn't she have an Academy
Award? Where is her Academy Award? Where?
Tell me.
Show me.
She's so versatile.
And she can wear.
Versatile?
You give me one person, one actress. If anyone can name it, I swear to God, I will give you $5. I'm not kidding. I have to think about this before I announce this.
Say,
who can pull off any hair color. She's been blonde, black, brunette, red. You name
and
it.
Bangs.
And pink. She's had pink hair.
She's a pink
bangs.
Hair.
She's had cropped hair.
She can be anything.
It.
She's
that
so
woman
versatile.
Can pull off any hair
and
color.
Every aspect of her life.
Any
anyway.
Hair color.
So I really
feel so strongly about
that. I can't talk about her enough.
She's so gorgeous. It's
perfect.
Not fair.
And I feel like she's a nice person. Which
oh, she's
is
definitely a fun
everything
time
in my book. But
fun time gal.
She's preggers. So
whoa.
She is. I didn't realize this, but she's 39.
No shit.
Yeah. And
what?
Her boyfriend. So her boyfriend, I don't know his name, but he's actually a screenwriter. So I respect that. So they've been keeping their relationship just on the DL. Honestly, just having like a real relationship out of the Hollywood spotlight.
Right, of course.
Enjoying each other's company. And yeah, so she's 39 and he's 38.
That's,
and yeah. I feel like she was probably like, yeesh.
Yeah.
It's my fine. Internal clock, tickety tock.
Have you ever seen My Cousin Vinny?
No.
She's like, my biological clock is tick. Great scene. Regardless, Marissa Tomei.
So yeah, that's pretty much all I know right now.
That leads me to another question.
Here we go.
If you're a celebrity,
yes.
You're famous, you're like pretty famous celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you,
freeze
prefer
my eggs?
Sure.
Is that what you were saying?
That's not even close to what I was going to say, but it seems like something that you've thought about.
No, I just saw Courtney Kardashian. Oh, I don't want to talk about her.
Courtney did?
She wants to have more kids, but anyway.
She's
done.
You're
she's
done. Do you think it would be better to date a celebrity also because
okay.
they would understand
it.
What you're going through, they would get it,
right.
they've been through it, like not right. as much judgment, you know, you get to go to award shows together, all that good stuff, or would you rather date under the radar, like, and just have that sort of different experience?
Here
like,
we go.
What would be better?
Here we go.
Here we go.
I think that I would want to date under the radar. Because if I was dating a celebrity, I would be constantly in the celebrity world, which is not reality.
No.
That's not real. So if I'm dating somebody who is not just like a Joe Schmo, but like, you know, somebody who's not famous.
Yeah.
I would
grounded.
Be able to be like, this is my life. This is what's real. Not all this other BS of what I want my life to be. And like, that would be where I could go to just like be myself.
Interesting.
Because every celebrity is a persona.
They do. And I just... You know, and I agree with you, but then I think of celebrities like,
Miley Cyrus and Chris Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, fudge. Yes, sorry, that was, or Ryan Reynolds and, like, Miley.
Yes, but I was thinking somebody like.
Who?
I've got to tell you! Like, Channing Tatum
really
and Jenna.
Big pothole right here. Hold your breath. Okay.
Like, Jenna Dewan Tatum and Channing Tatum, because, like, they're kind of under the radar, but they're both hot and famous, and I just feel like.
Or Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Kristen. Let me tell you something.
Let's talk.
Kristen.
Did we talk about them
we
last
did,
week?
But I keep seeing stuff about them. They're just magnificent.
They really are
They're
great.
Just so relatable.
So not that, relatable.
Not that they're relatable because, like, we're not rich and famous.
No.
And, like, you know,
but they
blah, blah, blah,
truly.
But great kids. Great kids.
Not kids, but.
They're kids. They're kids
they're
in
kids
love.
At, kids at heart.
Kids in love. But yeah.
So you would rather date a celebrity?
I think I would need a little bit of both. I would need to date a celebrity just to get that out of the way. Like, I feel like being
naturally,
with someone who...
I would date celebrities.
Well, you didn't say
but
that.
But I wouldn't settle. Like, I wouldn't settle down.
Right. With no. I would settle down with us. I would settle down with somebody in the biz, but under the radar, like
has
Rachel
to be
McAdams.
In the biz.
Like a screenwriter.
Or like a producer. Or maybe not a producer.
Maybe not. I feel like a producer's, a tricky, a dangerous game.
Dangerous slope.
I'm just checking something.
We're good.
Yeah, no, I was checking.
Your thumbprint is not on my phone. You literally were trying. You were. I could see you.
Well, I was waiting for your password to come
out. You were holding your thumb. You know what it is.
I know.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, because I texted. We never discussed it, but I texted many people off of your phone. Most of them was in the group, but I was texting.
Did
you see my text to your friend?
I think you did. No.
He texted and said.
I think
so. How we were at a bar called the Wet Whistle, and he said.
How's the whistle?
How's the Wet Whistle? And I said. Not gonna lie, pretty wet, pretty whistly.
Meg.
I thought it was hilarious. I was like, get it, because it's like, that's the name. Like,
why
I thought
I
it was
not
funny.
Have my phone in my person?
And
I
then
was
I was texting in our friend group, like Amanda, and I was texting like.
I think you deleted all these messages after you texted.
I was texting like a fiend on your phone. I thought it was hilarious.
I'm glad you had a fun time.
I had a great time.
Shout out to Beck for allowing us to be a part of her
monopolize
fun,
her friend
fundraiser.
Quizzo. Yep.
Black Hawk Down. What is it? Midnight?
Black Hawk Down. Threat level midnight. But Black Hawk Down was just utterly close.
Pretty good team name.
It's a movie.
I know, I'm just saying, oh. That's also, like, a cool team name, right?
No.
So, have you been watching, because it's, I mean, the Olympics are pretty big right now.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with, like, Lindsey Vonn?
No, is she the one who dated Tiger Woods?
Correct.
I don't care for her.
You know who else doesn't care for her? Ice Mom.
Ice Mom. See, now I feel like my decision to not care for her has been
Ice
validated.
Mom, cause, so the two skiers, like mm-hmm. major skiers, were Lindsey Vonn and
she didn't win either.
Michaela.
Right?
She's got a,
I don't watch
Michaela
them. I don't know.
Schiffler?
I don't know.
Something. Anyway.
Oh my God.
So they like were these two, the two big bad skiers. Ice Mom just could, she was like, I'm sick of them. Get him out of here. I'm done. Because they've been hyping up the skiing and they had to keep pushing it back. And
wait, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah,
I think I can make it. Train's 8:37. I think we're good.
Yeah,
we're good then.
Oh,
so I think we should go there.
Yeah. Well, I'll just go straight there. To Glenside?
Yeah.
Okay. But she, like, and they just, like, they were hyping it up so much.
Yeah.
So, Lindsey
Vonn. Wasn't there something with Lindsey? Because she was hurt, right? Like, there was a whole.
So, she hit a major ski accident.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Last year. So, I was actually pretty excited for her. She got bronze, and she had two races, I think, and she got bronze in the one. So, it was exciting. This is her last Olympics ever. Bye, girl.
My God. I would just give up at that. And, like, I do give her credit for that, because I would have just given up at that point. Like,
yeah,
I would not. That's it for me.
Ooh, the car in front of us, Giants fan. Guess who got a ring
sucks
this year?
Sucks to suck!
We did!
Go Birds!
Go Birds. Ugh. It always baffles me that there's, like,
other fans in this
like,
city.
Like, I get it.
I don't get it. Unless you're born and raised.
Maybe they grew up in, like, New York or Jersey.
Yeah, but you live in a city, a Super Bowl city. Like, come on.
But they...
I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't care for her. And I know that this might not be the best, but I feel like you can certainly judge people by who they associate with and who they date.
Megan,
and
I'm gonna stop you right here.
What?
Yoga studio? You trying to?
Right now? Right this second?
Yeah.
Do you guys want a live podcast from yoga?
No, it's not my yoga studio. My yoga studio is.
Do you hear her? She is turning into such my. It's not my yoga studio, but like it's a studio.
But
so
I would
like,
still be in because I like to do the 7:30 class on Tuesday, Thursdays.
Ugh.
So they are probably in Shavasana right now.
We're gonna keep going with Lindsey Vonn. So anyway, because I hate that
Shavasana. You would love it. It's where you meditate at the end. It's the
that
best.
Is sounds like the complete opposite of anything
it's
I would
the
enjoy.
Best. It's
dear
really
Lord.
The best.
So I feel like you can judge somebody by who they date and associate with. And so I feel like the fact that she dated Tiger Woods just speaks volumes about her person.
She got Tiger Woods right after the Tiger Woods scandal.
So I just feel like, what's going on? Like, you're successful, you're pretty.
I don't think she's a nice person.
I really feel like she
isn't. Like, if we're walking down, we're in New York City.
I
got coffee in my hand. I'm enjoying the sights. Maybe I'm in Brooklyn. I don't know Brooklyn. Never been. I'm in Brooklyn. Is that trendy?
Sure.
Trendy. She's walking. I'm walking this way. She's walking the other way. Oh my God. You're Lindsey Vonn. Like, hi. I feel like she'd be like,
why Brooklyn?
I feel like that's.
Okay. No, I just was trying to set the scene in my head.
I don't know. I feel like trendy celebrities are there. Like, they're not in Manhattan. They're not Times Square.
Right. No, of course not.
I'm not seeing her in Times Square.
Right.
We're in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
Hi. Can I get a picture with you? I feel like she's like, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Who are you?
I need to, I have to be somewhere.
Yeah. But that seems almost a little too polite. I just feel like she'd be like, go away.
But did I act myself well?
You did.
Was it a little too
much? I feel like you would pretend, no. I think you're,
Do you think I would have played cool?
You would have finger gunned her and been like, Lindsay, girlfriend, Olympics, Pyeongchang.
Stop. Meg!
No, that's where the Olympics are. You idiot. I don't know how to say it. Pyeongchang, right? And you would have just started shouting, like, phrases at her. And she would have been like, I know. And then, and knowing Paige, she would have been like, shit, oh my God, I know this girl from somewhere. She knows so much. And she's acting so, like... Lindsey would be like, shit, where do I know this girl from? She'd be like, yeah, hey, how are you? And, like, you would have convinced Lindsey Vonn that she forgot who you were.
That'd be great.
That's I
do
just
you think I would be I don't so I don't think I would act very well in front of a celeb.
Well, I can't say why I think this, but I doubt that. I just doubt that.
Oh, that's different.
I just doubt that.
But no, like literally if I saw Taylor Swift, I think I would just start crying. Right?
I don't know. I really don't think so.
I would start crying. I don't think so. I would start, like, I physically think I would forget how to speak.
Who do you think it would take to make me that emotional?
Ooh.
Who do you, I want to know in your opinion, like, who do you think that I would be?
I feel like you would get a little choked up by Miley.
I'd probably get a little, I'm not gonna lie. I do really adore.
Demi,
I would cry my
jaw would be on the ground.
I would die. Or anybody that was in
like,
Harry
Demi
Potter.
Like, if Demi was just in our, like, I'm staring in her eye, like, we're face to face.
Yeah.
I literally don't think I'd be able to speak.
I wouldn't. Speaking of Demi.
She's coming up. She's coming up.
Scandal. She is coming up. Scandalous. It's not scandalous.
What do you mean
she
scandal?
Posted this, there's a lot of potholes over here.
Yeah, it's really bad.
She posted this picture on Instagram, and it was, like, no diet thighs, like, love your body, la la la. It was, like, a picture of her legs, and, she's hot as shit. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And so everyone was like, oh, my God, yes. Like, you know, body positivity.
Yes,
queen. Whatever. And so BuzzFeed, you know, of course, BuzzFeed, like, on top of it, posted an article about it and how it was great. She took the picture down, like, an hour later because I guess people were commenting mean things. And I was like, oh, what is wrong with people? And I was like, keep it up. Like, that's the whole point of being like, I dig myself.
Yeah.
So,
but you know her. Like,
yeah,
she's
I know.
Got
she's
a lot
sensitive.
Of issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's sensitive.
But I just was like, people are the worst. And I will say this. I will probably say this in every podcast because I feel so strongly about people who comment. I'm going to tell you something. People who comment on celebrity, like, Instagrams. And not in, like, a joking way. And not because they know their friends are going to see it. But, like, truly, like, I will go through Demi's, like, comments just to see what, and people will be like, looking good today. Oh, my God. I have a black top. It looks just like that. Like, girl, happy Tuesday. Like, oh, my gosh. What did you eat for breakfast? And I'm like, who the fuck do you think is
Meg, I'm
is,
not gonna lie,
is writing.
There are celebrities that I will just, like, comment.
What will you say? That, to me, is mind-blowing.
Like, you never know.
Or, I think it's more, it drives me nuts when people make questions. Like, girl, where'd you get that necklace from? Or, like, when are you coming back to Denver? Like, stupid things. And you're like, she's not gonna answer you. Rather than, like, yes, you look amazing. I think the question thing, like,
I feel
oh, my
like,
God, were you at the mall last weekend? I think I saw you.
I would never ask a question. I feel like I would just, like, comment, like, yas.
Yeah, like, but hearts. That's different. I mean, it's still crazy to me, but, like, I think the question thing really grinds my gears. Like, it really gets me.
What did I say grinding my gears the other day? I texted you something.
Probably.
I said, oh, what was it? Something? Oh, I remember. Here
Tell
we
me.
Go. Tasty videos.
Oh, tasty. Oh!
Why?
Yes.
When you're making a dessert or a cake or whatever, do they think it's fine to use the smallest friggin' bowl to mix everything together and everything's, like, overflowing and splattering everywhere?
All over the counter.
Use a bigger bowl!
Yep.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
It pisses me off. Grinds my gears.
Grinds my gears, which was my response back, was the kids' tasty videos where they have a kid doing some of it. And you know what? I'm not here for it.
We're not here for the kid videos.
They're so slow. They're so clumsy. They're not good.
When they're sprinkling cheese, they literally sprinkle a corner, and then the mom has to come.
And they can't mix. They always try to stir it with a spatula, and then the mom has to come over and stir the thing.
And then she's like, kid, step aside. Let me just.
Oh, my God. It's like a 6-minute long video, and you just want to know how to make spaghetti. Like, it's just ridiculous.
I just want to see the spaghetti. I want to see the expert do it.
I feel real.
I'm sorry. I don't mind at the end when you and the kid are, like, cheersing your smoothie.
Yeah.
That's
but then
fine.
The kid spills it all over themselves. It's just, kids are a mess.
Just the kid, no.
Get your kid out of here. I don't need to see them. Come get your kid.
Come get
I can't.
Your kid. Buckle him up. Drive him away.
I really feel strongly about that. But yeah, the tasty videos, and they always, like, have these, like, and you know what's a lie? And I know this is a lie, because I've made some of the tasty videos.
Yeah.
When they do something, like, sticky or anything, and they take those, like, rubber spatulas, and they mix everything together perfectly into a ball, I'm like, that doesn't work. You have to spray Pam on your hands, get in there, and mix things together.
Yes.
They just, they stir things so well. I really have strong feelings about this, because I just, it's too easy.
I feel like I'm sorry I brought it up,
because
now you're heated.
I'm heated beyond belief.
Heated.
And then, don't even get me started when they use cream cheese in desserts. I'm not going to go there.
No, Meg,
but
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm not going there, but
because
you know
it's
how
it's such
feel.
A normal friggin' thing.
It's so not. It's so ridiculous.
It's
so utterly ridiculous. I can't even talk about it. I'm so mad.
All right, change the topic. topic. I don't want to talk about that
anymore. I'm frustrated.
How did I drive so far?
You drove delightfully. It's amazing. You can tell Paige drives this way, obviously, every day, because she has navigated every pothole. And these potholes are, like, monsters.
No, this is literally, because I take 76 to get home. Oh, my God. So this is my way home.
I have to burp. Excuse me.
God bless.
I know. Oh, Joe says that to me when I burp, and it's, like, it makes me cringe.
Ugh. Shout out to Joe in Japan.
In Japan. Wow, that person still has their Christmas lights up.
Yeah.
What if people, and I thought
it's
about this the other day.
Winter for them.
What if everyone just always kept Christmas lights up? Not necessarily green and red, but just like the white lights. Wouldn't that be lovely to see every night?
I think the world would be a better place.
I truly do. Like, a lot of people around me still have their Christmas lights up, and I'm like, that looks nice.
Well, because, I mean, especially like, if you know, it was a law that after a certain time in January, it just had to be a white light.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm fine with that.
I literally think, like, driving right now, this is a darkish road.
It's not nice. I don't feel joy.
Imagine seeing just lines of, like, Christmas lights.
I'm so about it.
Life would really be so much better.
I'm about it.
Meg, what? I do have to say.
Oh, God, no. What? Why? Why?
It's not.
What?
The past 2 days, the weather has been incredible.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I am so ready for, like, a spring night, just sitting outside, maybe a fire pit going.
Oh, I do love that.
I'm so ready for it.
But my favorite type of weather is, like, the weather we had maybe
right now,
on, like, Monday or right now, where it's, like, it's not frigid, but, like, it's a little rainy, it's a little cold, and so it's really hard to work in, like, an office where all, you know, small talk revolves around weather, because you can't be like, oh, what a shitty day, and the sun is beaming, the birds are chirping.
Right.
You seem like a psychopath, and no one wants to seem like a psychopath. So I am always just like, oh, my God, beautiful, and then when it rains, I'm like, oh, darn, what a crappy day, but, like, in my heart of hearts, I don't feel that way.
It's crazy.
It's really hard.
I feel that way.
I truly, it does nothing for me.
Would you know how to get home right now?
Well, I see.
Like, say someone had you blindfolded in a car, and they
I would freak out. I would literally kick the windows out.
But they dropped.
I would karate chop into the throat.
But they said, we're not kidnapping
you. No, but I'd be kidnapped because they have a blindfold on me.
But here's the thing.
They're lying.
They're saying, we're not kidnapping you. We're not going to hurt you. We're dropping you off at a secluded location, and you have to find your way home. Would you be able to find your way home?
That's me, and I don't really know what your definition is, but that is kidnapping. Like, through and through to me.
No, Joe paid someone.
That is kidnapping, and he's an accessory to the kidnapping, and he will go to jail. And face his grind.
You wouldn't know how to find your way home from here?
I would have made it right there, so.
I think you'd have been right.
Yeah, I think I would have been all right.
Yeah.
I think I could navigate it at some point, but I would still be really.
Say this was like.
Rubbed the wrong way by the kidnapping.
Say that was a new game show.
That's a terrible idea.
That they, like, just, like, blindfolded you. Like, you're just sitting in the bath, like, you're normal. You're not tied up or anything.
I really feel like you're not giving enough credit to the blindfolding part being integral to the kidnapping thing. Like, I just think
but this is a game show.
But you don't know you're on the game show.
No, you're willingly going on the game show.
Okay.
And they're saying, we're going to blindfold you, drive you to...
Do you have a time limit?
No, you just have to find your way back.
Well, that's dumb, because you could find your way back from anywhere within
enough time. But you don't have a phone, you don't have money.
Yeah, but you give me a year, I could probably get home.
You have to make it. You have to make it back in a week.
Okay, I like that one. That's a little bit better.
But you have to, like, what if you're in Florida and, like, you gotta figure, like, you gotta find money. You gotta figure out. You know? Do you think you could do it?
Yes.
You do?
I think just sheer competitiveness would drive me. Would be my, like, driving force.
Do you think you'd be good at what's that game? That one show.
Oh, where you can't. You have
Amazing Race.
Not what I was thinking.
What were you
thinking? I was thinking that game show that's on. I don't know how, if it's still on or if it lasted, but it was like you had to avoid being detected by, like, the CIA and the FBI. We talked about this before.
I don't think that game went well.
I don't think it did either. It's kind of weird.
I also never watched it.
Amazing Race. I've never really watched either, so I can't say that I know.
Like, isn't there, like, it's like a big scavenger hunt, isn't it?
Is it? I thought it was like, you know, you have to climb this mountain and then swim the sea and then collect your flag or.
No, that's Survivor.
No, Survivor is like you get put on a desert island. They're like, here's a stick.
I thought Amazing Race there was like you get a clue and then you have to go find it, and then
that,
like,
seems more. You seem like you know what you're talking about more than I do.
I've never really watched it. I just assumed that's what it was. Like,
no,
a big scavenger
hunt. That sounds right. It might.
Do you think you would be good at Survivor?
No, I would. I would be. I always try to think about what my role would be on, like, a reality TV show. Like, would I be this one or that one?
Yeah.
And I think in in Survivor, like, I would just be, I don't even know what I would be. Like, I just wouldn't be good at it.
Right.
But I think I would be, like, really annoyed at everybody. I'd be like, I'm smarter than you all, but then I would need help, but I'd be too prideful to ask.
Do you think you'd be good at the physical challenges?
Probably. I always thought I'd be really good at Fear Factor. As long as there were no snakes involved. But I think you have to write your fears down.
You have to write what your
actual fears are. So I think I would lie.
Or,
I wonder how they determine if people lie or not.
Could you write, like, I hate popcorn. Blech.
Yeah. Cotton candy scares the shit out of me. Is this the right side?
Yeah.
To go my way,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Is it?
Yeah, this is going to the city.
Okay, so how do I get across? Is there steps?
I will drive you.
No, don't drive me. I can walk.
Meg, we have time.
I can't jump the barrier.
No, you can't jump the barrier, idiot. Is this cop?
Yep.
Is he just sitting?
He's just hanging. Because remember that one time you took me and Joe, and then they like shut down that one side, and we had to like go the other side? It's like a whole thing.
Yeah, there are steps, but I mean, it's literally just around the corner.
I've gotten deported here so many times because SEPTA is the worst. So anyway, what would your role be in Survivor, do you think? Not that I watch it frequently enough, but...
I mean, I would try to be everyone's buddy.
Paige would.
I think that would backfire on me, though.
Allies. No, I feel like you need... It's not like the Hunger Games, because I don't think you actually kill... I mean, I know you actually
don't kill
each other.
Do you think I would be in the Cool Kids Club, or do you think I would just be, like, a floater?
You would be where you needed to be. I think the Cool Kids in the Hunger Games are the really, like, ruthless killers, so I feel like you'd be in there until you realize, like, hey, all right, I'm gonna moonwalk out of here and, like, go meet other people, because they're gonna kill me. You'd be allies. You'd be definitely a big ally person.
I always think about that. I do think I would make it pretty far in a reality show, but I don't think I would win.
I don't think I would win either.
I think I would make it far. I don't think I'd be one of the first off.
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't.
No.
But I wouldn't be the winner. And that's okay. Because a lot of those people get spinoff shows anyway. It's never the winner who gets a spinoff show.
Yeah, like I would definitely become the Bachelorette.
Yeah. Maybe. Just maybe.
I think I would.
I don't know.
I think you know it too, and you just don't.
I've never watched The Bachelor, so I cannot attest to that. Oh, are you like hanging out?
Yeah, I don't.
Great.
There's literally no one there.
Great.
But I think this is a good place to
end it off.
Oh my god,
we did really good. We were when I tell you that we did this off the cuff, like we had nothing planned. Paige doesn't even have notes.
We talked for a while.
We did talk for a while. It's been fun. I hope you guys enjoyed some of this like crazy random thinking.
Yeah, this was definitely a stream of...
Yeah, consciousness. But I think it was a good stream of consciousness and a relatable stream.
Super relates.
Have a grat weekend.
A grat weekend.
Play with some animals. Eat some cereal.
Stay dry because it's supposed to rain.
Or don't and enjoy it like us normal folks.
Thanks for listening. Please, you know, go ahead and rate the podcast 5 stars on iTunes. Maybe leave a comment if you like it. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor.
Tell your mom. Tell everybody.
I mean, if you don't like it.
No, there's no if you don't, because you do.
They wouldn't have made it this far.
Because you're a human with ears.
They wouldn't be listening this far.
Exactly. So we've got you on the line. Hook, line, sinker.
Hook, and line, and sinker.
All right, bye.